Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, 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 a happy Friday as we all grimace with the Mets as winners of four straight. It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
I see what you did there.
Yes, yes, C-Mac, we did. There's no Evan, there's no Tiki, there's not even... Loogie. But there is Chris McMonagle and Sean Morash here with you for the next 4 hours plus, taking it up until Yankee baseball between the Yankees and Red Sox tonight on The Fan. Paulie Rosenberg, Rami with us as well. Big Mac, first of all, hello.
Hello.
Credit to you. Hard
yes.
hat guy.
That's right.
Blue collar guy. You did
Munch
the overnight.
Munch pail guy, blue collar guy, hard working guy, all in guy for the morning show. If they have any doubts, all in guy.
All in.
That's right.
Yeah, so Chris has been all over the map. He took you through the overnight on The Fan. You could go check out that show on the Odyssey Rewind app if you think his takes stink here.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had better ones on the overnight. Did a little guest spot there with Stu and
I was brought into the morning show this morning, half asleep, in my slept-in big orange T-shirt. I probably look like a big orange slob, but that's okay.
That's all right.
That's good.
Stu Gotts want your job, too, on the overnight?
I feel comfortable that he's cool without my job. I don't think I have to worry about Stu Gotts for that one.
Okay. All right. Well, there
I'm feeling
you
good. All feeling right. good.
And now you're here.
Feeling good.
And you're a fan favorite in this time slot.
Absolutely.
You know, as I've now had to live in the shadows of you
yes,
for a long time.
Well, it's a big shadow, unfortunately for you. And yes, I mean, listen, you remember the one time when you filled in with Evan for Craig back in the day when I was obviously Big Mac and part of the Carton & Roberts show. And me and you went at it, and you recognized that my fan base was all over you, all over social media. You took on the wrong guy. So, yes, we all know I'm beloved here.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be back, part of Tiki and Evan, your show, Evan and Tiki. But that's until he gives me a book, it's Tiki and Evan. That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah, because you
until I get a signed book, he's forgiven. I'm cool with them, but it's Tiki and Evan
Do
until I get the
book.
Do you
want one? I have so many My Mets Bibles.
No, I want a personally signed book from Evan.
I have so many signed My Mets Bibles that I now use them to jack up my car when I need to change a tire.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just everywhere in my house. They're just exploding.
Right.
So there you go.
Okay.
Well, we got plenty to get into today.
We do.
Yes, we will talk Yankees ahead of Yankees Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will even talk a little football training camps. The first weeks are basically wrapping up. But we do have to start, Chris, with the OMG Mets and last night versus the Atlanta Braves. Let's be real. This is a game that the same old Mets would have lost. coming off a sweep of the Subway Series at home, the Braves, start of a four-game series. The Braves obviously have been scuffling as well, the amount of ground that the Mets have made up. And last night, they trail, Lindor's the big hit, come back. The idea that they get away with what I thought was a horrendous call in the ninth on the swipe of third.
Right.
And then to have Laureano look like he had never played right field before on that game-winning hit in the 10th.
He looked like the kid from Mighty Ducks who couldn't stop on the skates. I don't know if I've ever seen someone just run past a ball that poorly in right field. It was unbelievable.
It was reminiscent of Alex Verdugo in left field versus the Orioles before the break.
No, it wasn't. He fell down.
He fell down. Either way, the point of that is those are breaks, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Braves.
Oh, no doubt.
I don't think any Met fan could disagree with this. For most of our lifetime, including 2 years ago, have been the Mets' daddy. And even though the Braves have scuffled, I think many who would have been riding the high of the Met sweep of the Yankees, we could have short memories to go back. They still split with the Marlins. The Mets play Atlanta last night in a start of a four-game series. They haven't won a four-game series all year. And have those things go right? Chris, it's time to dream a little bigger about the New York Mets, and they have to win this series if they're winning a game like that last night.
No, 100%. It is time to dream big. That's kind of, you mentioned I did the overnight. That's where I was all morning long. The Mets, it's time to dream big. And those wins, it's significant. Honestly, back-to-back nights, for whatever the Yankee-Met rivalry is, we know for the history of that rivalry, for the most part, this side of Malicki in 2013, the Mets have been owned by the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
The Mets have been owned by the Atlanta Braves. And to pound the Yankees into misery where we're clamoring for George Steinbrenner to be resurrected from the grave and then follow it up with a win that, to your point, in the ninth inning, runner on second, the Mets are losing that baseball game, their entire history against the Atlanta Braves, and it feels like it. And instead, watching the game, I felt like they were going to find a way to win the game. And they get a break at third base. Yes, they get a break in the outfield. But
no apologizing for that.
Good teams get breaks.
Right.
That's how it works. And they've manifested this thing, whether it's Grimace, as you joked about in the open, or it's OMG, or whatever the case may be. They have manifested this resurrection of a season to the point where they are the team that wins these games. The Braves are the team that make us laugh, pulling terrible suicide squeezes and dropping the ball in the outfield, not the Mets. And that's significant to me. And when you start to see games like this, where they don't even, this offense has been the force that's driven them here. They get two hits. It's Lindor's home run, that's it. Sale's mowing them down, and yet still they figure out a way to win these games. I think it is time to put plan A, which was build for the future, on the back burner, and plan B, which is winning while they try, to be the main purpose of these next few days and the main purpose of this trade deadline. Give this team not just mediocre help, not just guys who are, slightly significant, slightly better in the bullpen. It is time to look at it with the eye of how do I make this team dangerous in the postseason.
It is hard to argue that, Chris, and I'll take it a step further. I laughed. I'll be the first one to raise my hand a couple weeks ago when guys like Sal or Lugie would come on here and say, no, I have the Braves now. I have my eyes set on the Braves now. Mm-hmm. And here you are, a game back in a loss column with three more in your building. This weekend should be now that pivotal point.
Yeah.
And that should be that time where the Mets firmly stamp it. There is no way of getting around this. Evan brought this up yesterday. All the four-game series the Mets played, including this past weekend versus the Marlins, two games apiece. This Atlanta Brave team, you have them on the ropes
now.
No
doubt.
They are scuffling. There are people in Atlanta waking up today and calling their sports radio saying, if Ted Turner was still alive. That's exactly what's going on with Atlanta Brave baseball right now. And they're the ones fumbling and stumbling, looking like the same old Mets. This game tonight, your ace is back. All I've heard is that Kodai Senga is your ace.
No doubt.
Missed him all year. How many innings he throws, we'll worry about that later.
Yep.
Not everything's positive. We'll get to that in a minute with the bullpen. Your ace comes back tonight. That should enthuse this ball club and get them all pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weekend at home, which I'm sure the crowds are only going to grow and grow and grow. Tonight is fireworks night at Citi Field. Yes, well, that's why do you think Evan is off today? He's taking the family to fireworks night. You want to make sure you don't have to rush over there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, God forbid you rush over there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, good Lord. Well, the fireworks at the end of the night,
He has to fill up the scorecard and everything.
Believe me, I'm well aware.
Yes. Those poor kids looking for Mr. Softy. The wife's got to take him because he can't sit down and miss a pitch.
I know.
But that's the kind of situation the Mets are in tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think it's asking too much. The Atlanta Braves have owned you. You have them on the ropes. They're playing the way the Mets typically play in this spot.
Three of four is a minimum now.
No, I'm with you, because if they don't follow up these two games, and specifically the last one last night against the Braves, then it doesn't mean anything. And to be in this position right now where they're surging, the Braves are faltering, if in this moment, in this building, they lose the next three games, God forbid.
Right.
I mean, you are talking about the ultimate buzzkill, ultimate wet blanket. I'm totally with you. It's about building momentum, and right now they have all of it. And if off of that win, we get back to the same old Braves own the Mets,
right,
and the Braves, even while they're scuffling, find themselves.
No
it's almost like it's almost like the losses is more damning than the wins will be positive. It's almost like you can't allow this momentum to stop. So I mean, whether it's two out of three or a split, I hear what you're saying. You got to win at least one of the next two, and for the most part, yeah, I'm with you. I mean,
it's more
you can't leave this series without feeling like you've made ground and made an impression on who you are and who the Braves are.
No, and look, the Braves rallying to win three straight, that would be a scenario where, you know, any young guy goes online and then meets a girl off the app and you realize the picture is from 10 years ago. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a major letdown. That cannot happen in this spot, Chris. And this is where I'm gonna spin this, and I'm going to give you a little negative.
Okay.
You knew I couldn't get through the whole first segment without any Met negativity. Sorry. Here's the deal. This is Major League Baseball. And you're seeing it with the Yankees probably doing an extreme right now, and you see it with the Red Sox, the Orioles. You've seen it with the Braves right now. The roller coaster that we live through in 162 games is real. It is so hard, unless you are the most dominant of teams, of which the Mets are not, to go from April to the end of September and roll, roll, roll. We all agree, right?
Of course,
and maybe the Phillies have been that team this year.
The peaks and valleys don't have to be like the Yankees, but there will be peaks and valleys.
The Mets are going to hit a skid at some point over the next 2 months. How long that skid is, who knows? Hopefully it's not a month long, maybe it's 2 weeks long. And you look at the schedule, there are times in September where you can see it getting real dicey. To anticipate that kind of skid coming is only furthermore proof of why you are hot now versus a team that is a peer-to-peer team right now to take advantage. That is why this series now cannot be a split, because you almost have to assume the big losses are coming, and they will come. Now is the time, as you look up and down, the Diamondbacks make a deal last night for a big-time reliever. They're only a game and a half back of you, and oh, by the way, they're on the outside of the playoffs looking in. You need to pad your resume now so that when that skid comes, you are in good position and you're not punting away the playoff position you've built yourself back into.
No, 100%. But to me, I take it a step further. I think that's the macro conversation. That's the right in front of us conversation.
It's the Chris Macro.
Chris Macro,
Macro Monocle.
Not bad. Macro Monocle. That's not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
It's easier.
That's good for you.
It's better than the lazy Big Mac.
Yeah.
Well, a little creative.
I mean, yeah, well, C-Mac isn't that much more creative, to be totally honest with you. I haven't really gone into the well of creative names. I don't know. What's your big nickname there, Sean?
I'm too good for nicknames.
Morass? Is that the clever nickname we've got
Do
for you?
Do not take me back to John F. Kennedy Elementary School.
But yes, they need to win the series. They need to pad the stats. They need to be in the standings. Forget that, because you're right. Like, the streak will come. The offense won't be getting the play they're getting from Iglesias and Taylor and Bader and all these guys who are having career years for the entire year. I need to pad the roster. That's what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah.
It is trade deadline. You mentioned moves are being made. Like, I'm not just focused on this Atlanta Braves series. You're 100% right. Everything you're saying is right. But I don't need to pad the standings as much as I need to help the roster. They just had an injury to the bullpen.
Huge.
Right? I think Buddo, he was, the hero of last night. We haven't mentioned his name yet, which is unfair. His ability to come in and not only get out of a jam in the sixth inning with two on and nobody out, but to then give you two more innings and get you to the ninth, that's a Michael King-type weapon.
Yeah.
That's a weapon inside a bullpen that can be absolutely dynamic and help you in big games where and it helps you furthermore. Like, for now, the rest of this series, they're in much better standing in their bullpen because they got three innings out of Buddo. So that they need to help the bullpen. They need to me, I want to get a big time starting pitcher. I am done with the idea of building for the future being the prime objective. When special things happen, when you have Grimace and the song and balls falling in the outfield and the worst players on your team having career years, bar none, every single one of them, special things are happening. Lindor is having the best stretch of his career, not just in a Mets uniform, his career. When these things happen, you have to adjust. And when I look at this team, you mentioned the ace coming back. What if they got a legitimate ace? And now you're talking about Skubal and you're talking about Senga and Severino in a playoff series to go with adding a guy in the bullpen. Now is the time to look at legitimate starting pitching. Now is the time to look at possible rentals, things you never would have considered possible heading into the season. Pad the standings, pad the roster.
Pad the roster, no doubt. And for those of you who may have missed it or you are aware, the trade deadline really got into full effect yesterday. AJ Puck, who was obviously a big-time reliever, who has pitched since moving out of the rotation for Florida into the bullpen, been one of the best swing and miss guys in baseball. He goes to Arizona for two prospects within their top 15 of their farm system. So clearly that's already kind of setting the market for what these relievers are going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
What are you smirking at?
Just wanted to do a quick check here. You killed Ted Turner. He is still alive and well.
No,
so I just want to make sure we
Ted Turner's still alive?
Yes. Ted Turner is not dead, so
how old is Ted Turner?
I mean, 84? So just
Ted
wanted to clear
Turner
that up.
Is still alive?
Yeah, just wanted to clear that up. I understand it. It was quick. We moved on from it, but yes, Ted Turner is still alive.
Well,
so I want
to apologize to the Turner family. I'm so used to seeing him at Braves games. Clearly,
yes.
I don't think he's been there much. Maybe he's up in a box now at Truist Field.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your flow there, but I just wanted to make sure we got that out.
Look,
there.
I don't want anybody killing off my grandparents, so I am sorry to the Turner family.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I had a good Steinbrenner choke lineup for Ted Turner. Alive and well. So
should have checked in on that.
Braves, do it for Ted.
Yes.
Okay? Nonetheless, the rotation... the bullpen moves. So Randy Arozarena also gets traded last night, outfielder. Here's the deal, though. The Mets got dealt bad news today, and you alluded to it.
Yeah.
Yadiel Nunez has been, when you factor in the ups and downs of Edwin Diaz's season, Nunez has been the biggest revelation of that bullpen.
Yep.
I would argue, most important part of that bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
He has gotten the high leverage outs in that bullpen, and he was placed on the IL today, about 2 hours before the show here, with a pronator muscle strain,
right,
or pronator muscle strain.
I think it's pronator.
So I did what anybody would do. I would say, I never heard of that. What is that? So that is caused by overuse or improper technique or acute trauma. Okay, doesn't really shock you. It is a forearm
muscle. He's a pitcher.
None
of this shocks me.
The typical recovery on that, and I'm sure that, you know, Mendy will spin this however he wants, is some guys can start throwing again in 2 weeks, sure. But typically, for a strain of that kind, from what everything I'm reading, and I'm, look,
man, I got
call
you.
Me MD.
We understand.
6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
So start doing the math
before
on 6 to 8 weeks.
Before he's back or before, yeah.
I mean,
he's throwing. You said throwing in 2 weeks. Is it throwing in 6 to 8 weeks? Or is it they expect him back on a mound in 6 to 8 weeks?
Chris, I wasn't ready for a real question.
I've
got to have to
look
at that. That's still an important deal.
Let me mental note.
Okay.
Do not fact check Sean. Got
whether
it
is back in 6 to 8 or throwing for 6 to 8,
yep,
that tells me you're not getting a lot of Nunez before the playoffs.
No, I agree.
So if that is going to be the case, and you just saw the price that an AJ Puck went for.
Yep.
I have a hard time envisioning the Mets are getting more than one really good bullpen arm, considering everybody in baseball needs bullpen arms.
Right.
And that is going to be a major bugaboo for this team. And thank God for Buddo coming out of the bullpen right now.
Right.
So the Met bullpen is going to blow games the rest of the year, and I'm not so sure that the deadline is going to completely fix this. This Nunez injury could be a complete, complete blow to them, even though if it's not as sexy as, let's say, a Francisco Lindor-type injury.
Right.
It's a problem. And the Mets do need to add, but... Man, you're seeing these names fly off. I'm not so sure this is going to be as sexy a deadline for Met fans as maybe you anticipated.
No, I don't even think I'm anticipating it. I'm making a plea, much like Pete Alonso has made, much like Nimmo has made. I don't know Stearns' mindset. I'll be the first to tell you, we haven't seen him. He's been in Milwaukee. I don't know how he's going to treat this deadline. I don't know how he feels. I mean, if he had his druthers and did what he wanted to do, he would have sold. I think that's what he wanted. I think the signing of Severino, the signing of J.D. Martinez, had it in the back of his mind, assets to acquire more.
Absolutely. That's why you saw the guys in 1 year
100%.
Deals.
And 2 months ago, that was the conversation.
Right.
The conversation has changed. I don't think anybody thinks he's selling at that level anymore. And I think pretty much everyone agrees he's buying. But at what level? And if you can't get the bullpen, do you go get the ace, where there'll be probably a little bit less competition for guys who are under control? That's the other thing. If the Mets have this long-term plan, you go pay prospects. Part of the reason you get prospects is not only to fill your team, but to make possible trades. And you have legitimate prospects. You know, they've had terrible years and have injuries.
Right, but
if you can get a pitcher who's under control for the next 2 years, who's young and talented, like that is building your team
up. And they're the one team that maybe can trade for a Garrett Crochet and give him what he wants, which is, I want to be extended before
Bingo.
I agree to pitch in the playoffs.
Who else is going to want to pay him? That's what Steve Cohen does. Go out and pay him and trade the prospects.
That's what we've been told Steve Cohen does.
Well, he pays. Come on. He pays.
Okay. I mean, he pays.
It's inarguable.
They still have not signed the biggest free agent in the market at any point in any of his offseasons.
They paid Scherzer the highest contract ever to a starting pitcher.
They didn't get Yamamoto, did they?
No, they did not go and get Yamamoto.
Okay.
Because they didn't view this year. That's the whole point. The whole crux of this is the point of this season was not about winning. Winning is always in the atmosphere, but it wasn't the driving force of what this year was supposed
to be.
Can I
ask you something?
It has to be now.
I'm just going to ask you.
Sure.
Do you even know what crux means?
The crux of it is like the heart of it, the main point of it.
I feel like that's a saying we all say, the whole crux of it. I don't think anybody knows what crux means.
I don't know where. I do not know where it comes from. I don't know, country of origin. If this were a spelling bee, I wouldn't know any of that.
Latin.
I use it in a sentence, maybe. It could be Latin. But I think the crux is like the heart of it. The main part of it would be the crux, the heart of the matter.
It is Latin.
Can you give me the definition?
Crux, a puzzling or difficult problem, an unsolved question. An essential point requiring resolution or resolving an outcome, or a main or central figure of an argument.
Main or central figure of an argument. So I'm using the fourth
definition.
The fourth purpose.
The
of
point.
Crux.
Yeah. The
That's
point
okay.
is when we say the whole
it's
crux
there.
Of it, we don't really know what it means.
It's there.
He discarded all but the essential cruxes of his argument.
See, the crux of the argument.
888-808-101.
Listen. You don't want to. You can't kill Ted Turner.
Uh huh.
Like. Not have an answer to when Nunez is actually going to throw on the mound after bringing up
I told you it could be 6-8 weeks.
And then come after me for my usage of crux. Okay?
Suck it!
There you go. You can't have it all. Just sit the crux argument out.
The crux of Ted Turner's life is he's alive. And your call's next on the Mets. Their trade deadline rumors end. Is a split now even acceptable versus the Atlanta Braves? It's Evan and Tiki with Sean and Chris here on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
This is, I know we said you would come in out of breaks, but this is, he wants to have a conversation about music. He's trying to butter me up and work his way into the conversation.
Not going to happen
on my
watch.
Don't get too much for money. All right, there you go.
All right. It's Evan and Tiki.
I got to sing a little bit. It's kind of my thing.
No, you can. And we're going to have a music conversation later because a very big event happened at the Garden. Not quite yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet.
All right.
Before we get your calls to the Mets, 888-808-1019. It's obviously Sean Morris, Chris McMonagle here, Evan and Tiki on this Friday afternoon. There is somebody missing from the show today besides Evan and Tiki.
Yeah.
It's Tommy Lugauer.
I thought for sure he was going to be excited to rub it in my face, but yeah. I haven't had a chance to see him.
So the truth is, for any Met fan looking for the power of positivity, the quote-unquote future, Lugie thought the Mets would lose last night, which is why part of the reason he took off. Also,
sure.
he said he had to get to the DMV because his license was quote-unquote cut, and he's about to head to Nashville, and he doesn't want to get stuck in Nashville if they don't accept him back on a flight or not be allowed. So that's fine. I
was going to say, we know he doesn't drive.
You think?
Yeah.
Who do you think drives him everywhere? Every time we're not in the city. Yeah, well, you? Okay. You drive him to Hard Rock next time.
Yeah.
Or Florham Park. Anyway, so we have an Evan and Tiki Twitter account.
Right.
At Evan and Tiki WFAN, where you can follow us on Twitter. Here's the little peel back the curtain. Tommy Lugauer is the only one on the show with the password, with the account, with anything. So I tweeted out, hey, Evan and Tiki today, everybody's out. It's me and Chris. But no retweet of that. But as we start our good open there on the Mets that we're about to take your calls on, the Evan and Tiki Twitter account pops in a retweet of our open, but not about me or you. It's from Lugauer's Lugauer,
yeah.
a take that he had that's not the 90s anymore. The Mets are now the big brother to the Yankees, which, look, I'm not going to give Lugauer any more attention than it deserves. It's a stupid take.
Yeah,
we understand what he's doing
100%.
There. That being said, can you have a little respect for who's doing the show while you're
off? It would be nice. It'd be nice if he showed me some respect.
Yeah, showed me some respect,
right,
too.
I mean, listen, I blame
you. But he's a selfish pig.
Yeah, but I blame you.
Why?
I had him under control. For the years I worked with him, I had him under control.
I don't want to have him under
you
control.
You have completely lost any... I mean, it's a romper room back there. He's doing whatever he wants. What happened?
I just don't...
It took me years to keep him in his place.
This is how I get through life. I love my wife.
Yeah.
I love my family.
Yeah.
I love Tommy like a brother.
Yeah.
I tune everybody in my life out, and they run all over me.
Yeah.
They step all over me. They stomp all over
yep.
me. I would rather not have conflict
no.
with anyone. Everybody can do whatever they want to me.
Yeah.
And if I go home,
right.
and all I have is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I'm sitting there, and I have a quarter of the bed to sleep on because
right.
15 kids and 15 dogs have taken over, that's the life
right.
I've chosen.
I get you.
And I treat Tommy the same way.
Treat Tommy the same way. Okay.
All right.
I get you. I'm just saying, little, you know.
Yeah, but Tommy.
A little firm hand every once in a while.
We know you're listening. Have a little respect. 888-808-1019. Not everything's about you.
Yeah.
Matt on Long Island. Matt, what's up?
Hey, C-Mac, Morris. How are you guys doing today?
What's going on, Matt? How are you?
Listen, the OMG Mets, they put everybody in notice. What a win last night. Lindor. I got 2 points. One's a little crazy here, Matt. Second one. I mean, this team has, I think they showed Stearns what they're going to do at the deadline. The buyers, they know the help they can get.
Okay. What's the help they can get? You got any ideas?
The bullpen, obviously.
Oh,
fix
right.
the bullpen.
Okay.
The arms.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. My second point is, listen, feel crazy, but you're 10 games back to Philadelphia. You play 7 on September. The Philly schedule right now is brutal. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Well, they play the Yankees next week.
I'm just saying, Mets fucking playoff, but I mean, can you creep in maybe? Just make some noise and we'll see. I mean,
so you have your eyes on the division, Matt?
No, I don't. I'm not saying. My eyes are in the playoffs. The division is, listen, get to the playoffs, but I'm just saying, if you can make some noise and make it interesting in September when you play them 7 times, focus on that, but right now, focus the playoff, fixing this team, and making some moves.
Yeah.
What I heard there from Matt is he thinks the Yankees are back, because I already say the upcoming Philly schedule's tough. That's what I took from it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. Let's just get through Boston, which we'll get to later in the show. But I think everyone agrees, and I just saw Andy Martino is saying he's hearing the Mets are going for it. And that's what they should be doing. I think everyone understands they're going to buy at some level.
What does going for it mean?
Being in on guys you wouldn't have expected. Going in on the Tanner Scotts of the world who are rentals. Who you never, at the beginning of the year, never in a million years, would you have thought the Mets would be All trading right. for rentals. That's in on it. That's going for it. Going for it is thinking about this year's team more than anything else. More than next year, more than the future of the organization. This year, right now, who are the best players to help me win right now? That's going for it, in my mind. I don't know if that's what Andy Martino means or what he's getting, but in my mind, when I hear going for it, I hear how do I make the 24 Mets the best I can make them? Not how can I figure out a way to sell off the prospects I'm willing to sell off and get players who I'm comfortable with keeping for the next couple of years. It's flat out, who's the best and how do I get better?
You really love using your hands.
I'm a hands guy.
You're on the hands team.
No, I go like this. Yeah,
I know we're on radio, but Chris basically uses his hands the same way Weekend at Bernie's, gets propped up there and shakes around as he's making a point. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sure it was a great point for the last 45 seconds. I lost you looking at your hands.
I get it. You just, you know, you're entranced by the movements.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
The rhythm is going to get you.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes. Well, you know, rhythm is a dancer.
No, but the rhythm is going to get you.
I understand that.
I'm giving you the better song.
I suppose. You want to go with...
Do you know who Gloria Estefan is?
I'm aware of Gloria Estefan,
Miami Sound Machine?
Yes, I'm aware of her.
The rhythm's going to get you.
I get it.
Corey in Montclair. Corey, what's up?
What's up, guys? You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
T-Mac.
Yes.
Tremendous voice. I don't think anyone knew that.
That I can sing? If you listen to the show, I hope you'd know it, because I do sing my open every single morning. But yes, thank you. With BT, I sang Sandy from Greece. Yeah. I did the most, nerve-wracking moment of my entire life. Like, the most nervous I've ever been for anything is when Craig put me on the spot and made me sing Fallout Boy to Fallout Boy.
You've gotten married and had two kids. You were more nervous for that?
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was just a cappella. Have you ever tried to sing? Fall Out Boy is this, like, sort of high-pitched, screaming, sort of, like, anthem-type songs. Like, it's not easy. It's not singing, you know.
Have you ever cut an umbilical cord? I missed on the first turn. That was the most nervous I ever was in my life. I would sing in front of Fall Out Boy any second before doing that again.
Really?
Yes.
No, I was more nervous.
There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, but that's to be expected. I don't know.
Okay. Corey, what else you got? You have anything nice to say about me?
Like, I wasn't happy. I was happier the day I got married, happier the day I had my children. They're more impactful moments, but like that first time you're running the board for Steve Summers, Paul knows it, and then your hands are like this, waiting to push the button. That's how I was, waiting to sing the stupid Fall Out Boy songs.
I don't have anything nice to say, Sean. I do have a nickname for you. You're interested.
Yeah.
You want to hear T-Mac?
Please, what should Sean's nickname be, since he's killing mine for being non-creative?
Out of nowhere, it just came to me. Mm-hmm. I think it should be Spanky.
Spanky?
Spanky?
Yeah.
Why?
Spanky.
From like...
I don't know. It's just...
Little Rascals.
It just came to me. Feels like... I felt like a shaman for a moment. I was like... It just came to me. I felt like I needed to call and say that as well.
Well, Corey, I will tell you this. On my next contract negotiations, if I don't return and I choose porn, sure, I'll go with Spanky. What else you got?
Anyway, it does feel like something
like
special.
Like that's your second option? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It feels like things are special that are happening, C-Mac, and you alluded to it. 2015, the Mets signed Yoenis Cespedes, and... Yep. We know what happened that season.
Yep.
It just feels like there's a big opportunity to make a splash here. I don't know if there's a bat like that out there, but
no.
I was calling in the fan months ago saying we got to trade Pete, we got to get assets back. But like you said, we're at a point where this is a special season. Something's happening. There's momentum behind us, and if they don't make some moves, I think I'm hearing rumors of. Jack Flaherty, we can go and get some old Mets like Canna and even Conforto. But I think there's an opportunity to bring some big guys in, maybe even a Blake Snell, take some of that contract back. He's been better in the last month. But just curious if you're hearing any, like that.
No, I just don't like it, because if you want a Blake Snell, he was there for the taking. Yeah. Now to give up for that late.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to give up prospects for Blake Snell right now. Next year, re-sign him, considering he's probably going to...
Absolutely, different story.
That's a different story. I'm not going to trade for Blake Snell. And are you looking to bring back light bats like Canna?
No.
Like, that's not the kind of move I'm looking to make.
I was waiting for him to go to the Blue Jays stink. Let's trade for Vogelbach.
Well, I mean... I think the offense is pretty good. I'm really
and
not.
And you're deep. If you figure Marte is going to come back at some point, you've already proven the depth there.
Yeah. I mean, McNeil right now,
Think about that from a dealing a prospect situation. You're right. McNeil wakes up.
Yeah.
They are probably, and I'd have to really do a deeper dive.
Yeah.
The one team I would say that's currently in a playoff position that I could close my eyes and go, you know what? I don't think they should even approach adding a bat.
Yeah.
I say that sincerely.
No, I agree.
They can invest all their prospects into pitching right now 100%. On either way, rotation or the bullpen.
That's what I'd be looking at. 100%. And I'd be looking at, Flaherty's nice. again, I'm looking to help the team, but I would love a top end. I want to go into a playoff series with Sanga Severino and another ace. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
And it'd be hard. Look, for all the talk we said at the beginning of the year, and it was Lindor that addressed this. Look at the Diamondbacks last year. Look at the Phillies 2 years ago. Here we are.
Here we are.
A couple days for the deadline.
No doubt.
Here we are. And the Mets are the biggest candidate to be that team.
And honestly, the best analogy might be the 19 Nationals, whose lineup had Turner, had Soto, and their bullpen was their disaster.
Another alive Turner.
Yes, correct. I know. Well, we could forget it. You know, we don't have to keep harping on it.
I like harping on my own mistakes.
No, I get you. Yeah. I get you. But I'm just saying, like, they had a legitimate lineup that got hot in the postseason. Their bullpen was the disaster. They turned the bullpen around. They became a World Series team. Like, that's what the Mets need to be focusing on.
If you had your sights set, by the way, Yankee fans, we continue to get calls on Mets, on Ryan McMahon actually being available. I know we were told he was unavailable. Mark Feinsohn, over the last couple of minutes, multiple teams have reached out to the Rockies about the availability of Ryan McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado, again, does not appear intent on moving him. The Rockies do have other players that could be moved, including Cal Quantrill, Austin Gomer, and Elias.
Well, let me just say this real quick. Can I say the name Brian Cashman for a second?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Just for a second.
Sure. Okay. I mean, you're the guy who spends holidays with him.
Right. Well, I wish. People think I'm on the payroll. Are you kidding me?
I mean, the shoe fits.
Yeah, listen, I sign up for it right now. I'm doing this for free. Think how stupid I am. But let me just say this. If anybody else, right?
Uh-huh.
If McMahon goes anywhere else.
Oh, then the Yankees, it's a major problem.
It's a major problem.
We're in it to win it.
And I might have a radically different opinion of Brian Cashman.
Is that right?
That's the one move. That's the guy.
Don't make me root for Ryan McMahon to get traded anywhere.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
And we've been told he's not available, and I believe it. And if he gets a sniff that guys are making, that other teams are making legitimate offers that might just change the Rockies' mind, if he's not there to make that trade, I'm going to be upset with my guy. Upset with my guy.
We need to get the Chris tweet, I'll drive Spencer Jones to the airport.
Absolutely.
Ray in Waterbury. Ray, what's up?
Hi, guys. Good show today.
Thank you.
What's up, Ray?
I think the Mets are going to make one big trade. I think a big pitcher is coming. I don't know if it's going to be an ace reliever or a starter. I think you're right, Chris. Heck with the hitting.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
They got enough hitting.
Yeah.
Need a starter because, like Sal Licata said this afternoon, we don't really have an ace starter.
No.
We really don't.
Listen, if Sanga is what he's going to be last year, and let's just assume that just for argument's sake, now you've got two legitimate twos. Right, and then you throw in Manaea. You got like two legitimate twos in him and Severino. You've got serviceable starting pitching. Where if your offense bangs, you could win a playoff series.
Chris,
you can go to the World Series with this starting rotation if healthy and if the offense absolutely kills it. But you're dynamic with another ace. You're a legitimate threat in a 3-game series and a 5-game series. Throwing those three guys at you. I mean, that's what I'm looking to do now.
Let's be real though. Last year, we saw the Texas Rangers win a World Series. I know Jordan Montgomery was very good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Max Scherzer wasn't that great in the playoffs.
No.
Like,
well, I mean,
it's not like you need the ultimate dominant ace. Texas is proof of that.
Well, they had Nathan Eovaldi. And I'm
okay.
He's one of those guys, man. You can't figure it out. The guy turns it on in the postseason.
I know.
He's been a proven postseason performer.
He's an
ace in the postseason.
I know this sounds crazy because I know he has been. Severino, I don't lose total trust that he could be a Nathan Eovaldi in this. But I know he'd had his woes with the Yankees.
Well,
it wasn't all bad.
In the postseason, mainly pretty bad.
Not all.
I mean, mainly pretty bad.
There were
bad.
Two starts I cling on to.
No, maybe pretty bad. I mean, let's be honest. The first one was a disaster in the wild card game against Minnesota. And then in the Red Sox series, he forgot what time it was.
We always remember the bad ones. A couple goodies.
Yeah, I'm not saying he can't be good in the postseason. I'm just saying I think we've seen enough where I don't call him Nathan Eovaldi.
Look, my point is, for the Mets to make a run with their bats and their
Bullpen. Your point is the rotation's good enough because other teams have won. That's fair.
Right.
I'm looking to make it a strength.
Okay.
Go in there with multiple strengths. Go in there with a dynamic offense that has the most hitters with OPS over 700, and go in there with a top three that could rival most every other team in baseball. Why not? Why not now do it?
The hands again are going nuts. Can't wait till we're on SMY, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You can see those hands. Maybe it'll knock over a Snapple. Henry in Brooklyn. Henry, what's up?
Hey, Sean. Sean and Chris, I'm a fan. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I've always appreciated you guys both, C-Mac, when Carton was on. And Sean, the first time you and I interacted, I forget what decision there was. The NFL draft when Pickett got drafted. I was excited for his hometown team to take him. But now he's in Philly, where he's always been a fan of. So that's always cool. But listen, like, I work for Momentum. They're the Yankees. They always see them behind Yankees home plate, just promoting solar as the Yankees are. You guys are the Yankees guy. And, like, I was thinking, no matter what industry you're in, it's a feel-good Friday. I always love how, like, in the morning, like, Boomer and Gio have that, like, song they always play about Friday. It's, like, yeah, for the weekend. It's a great vibe, energy. Mm-hmm. Football Fridays aren't here again yet. But, like, just no matter what industry anybody works in, no matter who's listening, there's always going to be somebody that wants your job. There's always going to be somebody that, like, talks different energy into the picture.
Yeah.
Right. I lived in Pittsburgh. I lived in Florida. I lived in Atlantic City. I'm from Philly. I live in Brooklyn for over a decade.
Your interest rates might be something.
What? I never heard of Stu Gatz from nothing.
All right. Okay.
So you're not a Stu Gatz guy.
But I'm not a guy showing up saying, hey, I want this job. Try. And it could be sports entertainment. I mean, this could just be a way of introducing him to the industry and to this market. I don't know. But, like, Evan, legendary, just built his career here. Everyone on the team built their career, just coming up and coming up, coming up, making it happen. So, I mean, I was shocked that surprised.
I'll just say this about Stu Gatz. I think he's carved out a great, great life for himself working with Dan Le Batard. It was all of our dreams to work at WFAN. So how can I fault another guy for 100% wanting a job at WFAN?
Yeah, Gio took me in and asked me if I wanted Evan's job. Right. And I said, of course I do. Yeah. Of course I want Evan's job. I mean, that's just, you know, I've been part of the Afternoon Drive show and on WFAN for part of 13 years. I'd like to host it, but that, I mean, yeah.
Right. I think he's talented. I mean, but you know, them's the breaks. If you don't like it, come.
And I think some of it's, like, you know,
sticky.
Yeah,
of course,
it's a little tongue in cheek. I mean, and let's be honest. If you mentioned Evan's legendary, Stu Gatz isn't going to come in here and half jokingly proclaim he wants his job and then get it.
Yeah, I mean, of course. And look, if Stu Gatz wants to work here, you know, got to watch a little more Yankee Met games too.
Maybe,
you know, a little less golf talk. Mike in Summers, New York. Mike, what's up?
Yo, Morash, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
Big Mac, love hearing you during the day.
Thank you.
But before I get to my point, I heard a few callers prior call you C-Mac. Is the Big Mac moniker retired?
Yeah, well, it's not retired. I'll be totally honest with you. I was C-Mac for a long time, given that name by the great Eddie Scazzeri, which was just, you know, C-Mac, C-Lo. Again, when we talk creative, Eddie's not that creative with the nickname.
Right.
So C-Mac stuck with me a little bit.
It's like Aaron Boone created the nickname.
Correct. Right.
C-Mackie.
No, so he gave me the nickname C-Mac. Then Craig started calling me Big Mac. And so for that show, I was kind of Big Mac. When I moved to the overnights, I didn't tell anybody I wanted to be called Big Mac or C-Mac. I just went to the overnights. And when WFAN started putting out my clips, they referred to me as C-Mac. I haven't bothered to correct them or change it. I was Big Mac for that show, and I'm kind of just C-Mac or McMonagle, really. I never refer to myself as C-Mac.
Now, Mike, I'm going to step in here. I'll let you finish your point.
Yeah.
I've known Chris for a long time. We were at each other's weddings, the whole kind of deal. Actually, he might have blown off my wedding. Don't matter.
I blew off your wedding.
The bottom line is this. I'm not a fan of anybody who might be a few pounds overweight and somebody putting Big or Hefty in front of their nickname.
Yeah.
So I'm refusing to call Chris Big Mac.
That's I lived with it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I am big. What can I do? I can't run from it. Craig has I can't run at all, apparently. So If Craig was going to call me Big Mac and have some fun with me, but listen, at the same time, Craig involved me in the show,
Right.
Like you said, you're living in my shadow. I mean, I pretty much, you're doing my job with the title and more money. I mean, let's just be honest.
And we're also not going to call him Big Mac because Cinco de Fivo was brought to you by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today.
And
what else you got?
I was going to say, there were several, like, the people who worked with Wendy's weren't so thrilled that I was referred to as Big Mac on the show.
Free advertising. Call him Baconator the rest of the show. How about that?
Yeah, what the hell?
It's Sean and Baconator.
Right. Better than Dave Single.
I'd rather
be called Baconator than Dave Single. Or, the Chili used to be the biggest hit. I don't need that.
That's a long nickname.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right.
People say that. People still say that. I hear Jerry Recco say that all the time. Every time Wendy's is brought up, he goes, still give me the chili and the baked potato. Nobody's having chili and baked potatoes at Wendy's
My mom
anymore.
Is.
Really, still?
Oh, it's bad scene.
Seriously?
Yeah. If any time we're getting lunch, my mom shoots the chili and the baked potato. Ma, it's not 1983.
Yeah. No,
get yourself a junior bacon cheeseburger.
If I had the time to do, like, social experiments, I would live at a Wendy's for a year just to see how many people walked in and ordered a baked potato. Because I'm fascinated. I can't imagine anybody would actually walk in and order a baked potato. I just can't imagine it.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Wendy's Baked Potato. Try it today. Mike, what's up?
Oh, wow. That was some explanation.
Listen, I'm a Yankees fan, and the other night in the loss against the Mets was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay. In the seventh inning, I think it was in the seventh, Soto got a double. And there was the camera angle from the outfield, you know, of the pitcher, whatever. Lindor ran over to second, and Soto was going back to second as well. And they kind of both met up at the base.
Yeah.
And Lindor put his hand over his glove and said something to Soto, and Soto laughed. Like, visibly, you saw he smiled and let a giggle out. Mm-hmm. And then a second time it happened again. He said something. So I'm sitting on my couch watching, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, like, what if Lindor's saying to Soto, come to the Mets, come be winners, join our team. I mean, listen, I know it's a big reach. It's a very big reach. I understand that. But what if he wants to win? And they had a stat come up the other night. Batters on the Yankees from 5-9 were 1-16.
Yeah.
And that's not going to cut it.
No,
and
of course
Soto
not.
Wants to win. Well, and what if he's having...
Okay, look, here's a couple things.
Jeez.
It's one, you might not be far off that Lindor's saying something along those lines, but who cares? These guys, he also got the double or the home run and looked back and talked to Alvarez. This is MLB baseball. They are all in the union. They're friends. It's ridiculous.
It's not a Met thing if you're a Yankee fan. You watch every Yankee game. Yeah, every time Juan Soto's on a bag, he's joking around with somebody.
And not only that, here's the other thing, and I understand what's going on here. Who's got more wins right now?
The Yankees.
Like the idea that Juan Soto views this last month as I can't be with the Yankees, they never win, is preposterous and stupid. And it's a fan base created thing. Everyone inside Major League Baseball, whether it be front offices or other players, recognize that every year the Yankees give you as good a chance to win as any other franchise in the sport. The idea he's going to be chased away because the Yankees can't win is just stupid.
I agree, Chris, completely.
He might leave for the money. He might leave for the money. He might like everything that's going on. Well, we'll see. I'm just saying.
I just cannot believe. And the Met fan, I don't know if it was a Yankee fan that called. What the Mets have done over the last 2 months, tearing it up. Why do they still? Is it never enough?
No.
Why does it have to come back to Juan Soto?
No, that's why you've killed me for it a couple times on social media for when I do it. I've done the Juan Soto is a Yankee because I'm tired of this talk. That's why I'm tired of where's he going to go next year.
You can't after a bad range of playoff loss tweet Juan Soto's a Yankee.
He hit a home run.
Sorry.
That's just, I did it every time Juan Soto does something because I'm tired of this conversation. That's why I got angry. That's why I got handsy because I'm tired of that conversation, worried about where Juan... The season is falling apart. The Yankees have to trade for four different guys to fix this thing, and we're worried about Juan Soto having a conversation with Lindor at second base.
And Met fans, we've been very nice and very fair. Me and Chris are Yankee fans. We don't make any bones about it, but I think we had a very fair conversation on the Mets. If a Met fan chimes in on this, you know what else you really need to happen for the last 2 months? You need to root for the Yankees. Because if you think the Yankees owner is going to let that merchandise sale walk out the door on top of understanding that they'll be even worse without him...
Right.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
The Yankees' success actually only takes your percentage from 1% to 6% that you have a chance to sign Juan Soto.
Yep.
Because if they're bad, they're definitely not letting Juan Soto walk.
I agree. Some people think the opposite. Like, oh, if the organization is in such disarray, how do you give money to Juan Soto? I'm with you.
Here's the thing. If
everyone's going
to
say that,
to them,
all
the organization is not in disarray.
I know.
It's a disarray to us.
And if you're also one of those people, you probably buy into the fact that all Hal Steinbrenner cares about is money and chicken buckets and revenue and seats. Well, off a bad season, you don't let Juan Soto leave.
Yeah.
And I think we could also have the conversation. We mentioned it earlier, me and you, off air. How Brian Cashman and the Yankees handled the trade deadline could be a window into how they feel about Juan Soto moving forward.
And we'll get into that throughout the next hour. Continue to talk Mets as well. Get to some football training camp. And by the way, everybody keeps mentioning chicken buckets. Next time you're in Yankee Stadium, two words. Meatloaf burger.
Meatloaf burger?
Oh, yeah.
At LaBelle's. Seriously?
LaBelle's down the third baseline. Talk to my dad.
Meatloaf is my thing.
Meatloaf burger.
I love meatloaf.
Meatloaf burger. But you're not allowed to mention Yankee Stadium is good food. Met fans get upset.
No, I know. Everything good is at City. I know. I get it.
888-808-1019. The Mets. Now it's about not just splitting. You better win this series versus the Braves and leave no prisoners and do it for Ted Turner, who's alive and well. It's Evan and Tiki with Sean and Chris here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.